Americans killed in Mexico. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The two among the four kidnapped at gunpoint in Matamoros Friday. The other two have been taken to a hospital in Brownsville, Texas.
Police found Latavia McGee and Eric Williams alive in a small house. Their friends, Zindel Brown and Shahid Woodard, dead in a field nearby. Some on Capitol Hill want the U.S. military to go after the cartels, with or without Mexico's permission. Mexican President Lopez Obrador says one man is in custody while they look for others. Mexico believes the attack was likely a mistake, that cartel scouts mistook the Americans for allies of a rival gang.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. Texas has put to death an inmate convicted of fatally stabbing his estranged wife and drowning her six-year-old daughter in a bathtub nearly 14 years ago. 51-year-old Gary Green died by lethal injection at the state penitentiary in Huntsville, Texas, for the deaths of Lovetta Armstead and her daughter Jasmine Montgomery at their home in Dallas. A federal investigation coming into the railroad company behind last month's derailment in Ohio.
The National Transportation Safety Board says since December 2021, it has sent crews to look into five significant accidents involving Norfolk Southern, including a train carrying hazardous materials derailing in East Palestine, Ohio, and incidents leading to the deaths of two railway workers. The NTSB launching a special investigation into the railway's organization and safety culture, urging the company to take immediate action to review and assess its safety practices with the input of employees and others and implement necessary changes to improve.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the mother of a 10-year-old boy and her boyfriend, face life in prison without the chance of parole after they were found guilty of torturing and murdering the child. Heather Barron and Kareem Leva were convicted of first-degree murder involving torture. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
California says it won't do business with a popular drugstore chain because of its stance on abortion pills.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state won't do business with Walgreens days after the pharmacy chain said it would not dispense abortion pills in some Republican-dominated states. The governor's office says all relationships between Walgreens and the state are under review. Last week, Walgreens said it would not dispense abortion pills in 20 states, including states where abortion remains legal, where the Republican attorneys general have warned of it risking breaking the law if it sold the pills. Walgreens clarified the statement, saying it would dispense the abortion pill mifepristone wherever it was legal to do so. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The FDA is alerting consumers about two more recalls of eye drops made by Pharmedica and Apotex due to a contamination risk. The announcements follow recall last month of eye drops made in India that were linked to an outbreak of drug-resistant infections. There's no indication the latest recalls are related to those products. A documentary diving into the life of famed baseball player Yogi Berra set to hit theaters this May.
There's no Jackie without the acceptance of Yogi Berra.
A new feature documentary looks at the life and career of one of the greats of the game, Yogi Berra. It Ain't Over is an intimate portrait of the brilliant catcher who amassed 10 World Series rings, 3 American League MVP awards, and a staggering 18 All-Star Game appearances. Berra was a native of St. Louis who saw combat in World War II. He went on to play as a Yankee in New York in the golden era of baseball. The documentary will feature interviews with Billy Crystal, Bob Costas, Vin Scully, Derek Jeter, and more. It hits theaters May 12th.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Wall Street stocks sank after Fed Chair Jerome Powell warned the Fed could begin rate hikes again if pressure remains high on inflation. That now lost 574. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.